Good morning. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and it is now time for another Castle Country update. Joining me in the studios every single week, Sheriff Jeff Wood. How are you this morning?
I'm good. It's great to be here today.
It is. It's a beautiful day. The weather has been really nice the last couple of days. Hot.
It's been hot. Yeah, it's unseasonably warm, I think.
It is.
I like it.
I'm not complaining. No, not at all. It's definitely something that I want. Now, the only thing I'm worried about is I love to go trick-or-treating, and you don't need to bundle up and cover up your costume. So if it could hold out until at least Halloween, I'd be so happy.
I'd like to see a good Halloween with a... I don't know if the moon's supposed to be full for Halloween this year. It'd be nice if there was a full moon,
too. That would be really nice. And you can see a lot better.
Yeah, it'd be cool.
Well, Sheriff, lots and lots going on throughout the community. We just wrapped up with the Carbon County Fair. There's more stuff on the agenda throughout the area and lots of fun stuff. The Carbon County Sheriff's Department is always out and about being a part of the community.
We're so happy to be part of this community, and the level of support we have is amazing. And, you know, I just want to say, this weekend is Labor Day weekend. A lot of campers headed out into the mountains. I just want everyone to be conscious. Be careful out there. Make sure you have your helmets. Make sure you're wearing your seatbelts if you're in your side-by-sides. Make sure that you're controlling your campfires because it is dry. And I don't even know. I don't think we're in any fire restrictions right now. But still be careful because it can get away fast. And I want to give a shout-out to our search and rescue. I had several members of search and rescue reach out to me last night wanting to go to Texas to help out with the flooding there. So we're in the process today of finding out what the need is and if we can help them. So we might be sending our search rescue to Texas this week.
Absolutely incredible. And for those of the individuals in our community that attended the Demolition Derby, that is one of the main fundraisers for the search and rescue every single year. And so for our search and rescue to be able to go to Texas and help those that are in need right now, it's all help from the community.
You know, it was kind of amazing. We sent an email off to the state emergency manager, the main guy over all that, with a list of what we could bring to Texas and what our certifications are and the level of training we have. And they were pleased. They're like, this is awesome. We didn't know you guys had this capability. We will now list you on a database to where if anyone has this need, they'll contact you. And so we can do swift water rescue. We have our boats. We can do confined space rescue. They can just do so much. We have such a talented group of volunteers there, and they're willing to go. And so we're thinking that we can find some funding to get us travel expenses paid, and we'll head out and see what we can do.
It is so incredible to be able to have that group here in our community, the Carbon County Sheriff's Search and Rescue, and they're not just concerned about our area. They want to help others as well.
Yeah, I was so pleased to hear that they wanted to reach out to Texas. And you know, that those poor folks in Houston, the Houston area, I feel sorry for them because they're out of their homes. There's over 50 inches of rain. I can't imagine that.
Right.
And the things they're dealing with. So it'd be nice to offer them some help and aid and a helping hand at a time of need.
Exactly. And you know, you can just kind of go back to thinking of when we had that crazy rain and flooding, especially those individuals that are out in Wellington. There was some in Spring Glen, and how many people from outside of the area came and helped them. So yeah. Same exact thing.
Yeah, same exact thing. Just the American pride, I guess. We take care of our own. It's awesome.
Exactly. Well, Sheriff, is there anything else you wanted to mention today?
You know, just want to tell everyone to enjoy the holiday weekend. School's in full swing, and you should see the deputies in the schools this year again, as always. But I always like to mention, keep an eye out for our little ones that are headed to and from school because we want to make sure they're safe.
Exactly. Watch for them on the sides of the roads, both in the mornings and in the afternoons when they get off the bus. And, you know, for me, when I was little, I got dropped off and I had a pretty long walk to get home.
Yeah.
So they're all over the place.
Yeah, they are. So
definitely watch for those kids. Well, Sheriff, as always, thanks so much for stopping by the studios. I really appreciate it. No, you are totally fine. It has been another Castle Country update with Carbon County Sheriff Jeff Wood. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. Make sure to keep your dials right here.